Saturday of the fifth week of Lent. The Gospel is John 11, verses 45 to 56. It relates the outcome after Jesus resurrects Lazarus. Many come to believe in him, but some went to the Pharisees and they convened what is called the Sanhedrin, which is a council made up of high-ranking priests, aristocrats, and religious experts. And they held some degree of political authority as well in Jerusalem. But they were concerned in the human level. They were not able to see the reality of what God was doing. So their fear was, if Jesus continues to draw people, everybody's going to believe in him, and then the Romans are going to react, and there'll be a violent repression. Now, this had happened already several times. They were called messianic movements, and they had a strong political connotation. They wanted to get rid of the Romans, so the Romans oppressed them violently, and this is what the Sanhedrin is referring to. But notice that they're facing the greatest sign that Jesus has done. He raised up a man who was dead for 4 days. Now, in the arguments with the Pharisees so far, Jesus had said several times, if you don't believe me, believe the works of my Father. And Jesus is performing the works of his Father in the most wondrous way. And this culminates with this resurrection of Lazarus. Now, a spiritual heart and mind, humble heart and mind, could conclude, this is the work of God. And we just have to accept it and embrace it happily. But instead, in their intent of control, they're looking only at the human plane and what practical consequences this could have because of the Romans. Now, there's an irony here because Jesus raises up the dead, but by doing so, he himself is condemned to death because the Sanhedrin formally now decides we have to get rid of him. And the way that it is worded, Caiaphas says, it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish. So they want to kill Jesus as a practical solution to avoid the Romans to react. And St. John says, well, it was a prophecy, because even though he was thinking about it in the political and the natural level, and he's doing an evil thing by choosing to kill Jesus, at the spiritual level, it is true that the death of Jesus will bring salvation to the Jews and to many. Ironically, also, what they feared actually happened in the year 70 AD. The Romans did come and destroy Jerusalem, but that was not because of Jesus. So what do we learn from all this? We learn that Jesus willingly gave his life so that we may have life, and that throughout history, those who belong to Christ in different ways do the same thing. I'm thinking about Maximilian Kolbe, giving his life for a soldier who was a husband and a father. I am thinking of a nun called Elizabeth, also in Nazi Germany. She gave her life because she was protecting Jewish mothers and bringing them to safety. And she was caught herself, and she was sent to the concentration camp and died. And it's all over in different countries, in Mexico with the Cristeros, in Cuba with communism, in Spain, on and there are so many situations where men and women have to choose, I will love, I will give my life in this situation so that others may live. God bless you.